We will go out to San Jose to find out what is going on as Curtis Peschelka joins us from the San Jose Mercury News. Curtis, kind of an interesting thing here, A, because, you know, to have such a short list of teams you'd be traded to, and I understand, hey, good on the players for getting it, but, you know, if the Sharks are going to make this type of move, they're sure dealing from a position of weakness because those other teams know they don't have much competition as far as what to offer in trade.
Exactly. I mean, you look at, certainly I don't think the Sharks would ever make a deal straight to L.A. or straight to Anaheim. Maybe it's a situation where a third team comes in and Anaheim gets the player they want or L.A. gets the player they want. New York is an interesting situation. They had scouts there the last couple of games if there's any truth that, the Rangers might be interested in, they would, they're there to kind of see how Marleau was playing. And, you know, he played pretty well the last couple of games. He had some jump in his step. He obviously stays in great shape and typically he's got off to pretty good starts throughout his career. So it is kind of interesting that those three teams are the teams that he'd agreed to go to. But, I'm interested to see how it all kind of plays out here over the next little bit.
Curtis, Patrick's name has been mentioned in trade rumors, fabricated and probably otherwise for 5, 6, 7, maybe 8 years since his late 20s. This seems different, though, because he's coming forward and talking about it. Where did this start with Patrick? Is it as simple as he wants a chance to win and maybe the Sharks aren't there anymore? Or what's your take?
My gut feeling is that, at the start of camp, even going back to even last year, maybe he felt a little bit maybe marginalized to some degree. He comes into a Sharks team this year and a new coaching staff, and certainly Peter DeBoer really likes what he's seen so far from Patrick Marleau, but he isn't given the captaincy. He isn't named an alternate captain for the first time in about 11 seasons or since 2004. A columnist for us, Mark Purdy, asked him in October, said, how do you feel about that? And, Patrick kind of shrugged his shoulders and said, well, I guess that's the direction they're going in. And that kind of gave me the feeling that anyway, he's maybe feels a little bit shoved to the side a little bit. Everybody in the room says they really like Patrick. They really feel he's a big part of the team. Peter today said that, we really like Patrick. We want to have him around. So I don't know. Maybe it is a situation where he maybe would like a change of scenery, be a part of a team that is for sure going to make the playoffs and make a run to the Stanley Cup. Obviously, he's come not super close before, but he's been to the Western Conference Finals 3 times in his career. He'd like to get to a cup sooner rather than later. So there's a few things that play into it. Patrick doesn't want to really talk about it too much when we asked him about it today. Like I said before, it's kind of interesting how it all plays out here for the next little bit.
You know, the Sharks are in such a unique situation because, their veteran players are getting older, Thornton and Marleau. They've got these no-movement clauses. They're making big money. And, I think the Sharks' window of opportunity to win, most people feel like it's kind of past and they've got to go through a transition without going to the bottom of the league. And they've got, obviously, Couture and Pavelski and Vlasic and some other really good young players. Has Doug Wilson talked about how he's trying to, make the change and still stay competitive? Is it even possible, do you think?
Well, if it's going to happen, I think it's going to happen this year or even maybe next year as well. And I think, at that point, maybe you try to reassess. But, you just signed Joel Ward to a 3-year deal in the offseason. You just signed Paul Martin to 4 years. You brought aboard Martin Jones, giving up a first-round pick for next season to get him. So there's quite an investment in the offseason to try to get better this year and make a run this season. Obviously, Logan Couture is hurt right now. That doesn't help. He's not going to be back probably for at least another 2 or 3 weeks. He's a huge part of it, but I think Doug kind of put, you know, they spent the money in the offseason. I think the expectation was that they were going to really compete this year. Obviously, it's not over yet, just 15 games into the season. They could still turn things around and get back into a playoff position, you know, by the time the new year starts. So his thinking was that the rebuild's over. We want to get back into a position to challenge for the division title and hopefully get back to the Western Conference final. So that was his thinking, and I'm not sure he's totally ready to waver from that for now.
Curtis, my view, obviously, just from the outside, we saw for years and years and years the San Jose Sharks listed by every pundit around the league as often, at worst, a Final Four team, you know, a Western Conference kind of team. Regardless of what Wilson says publicly about the rebuild now, I think the Sharks are headed in the wrong direction and picking up speed in that direction. Have I got it completely screwy here, or how do you see it?
Well, it was interesting how it all kind of played out in the off season. You know, I'm talking to a few other people around the league. You know, they liked the way, you know, they liked the Ward pickup. They liked Paul Martin. They really had some question marks though about Martin Jones. And I think a lot of their success this season is going to depend on how he plays. You know, Pete DeBoer mentioned last night, you know, Martin Jones got the hook after just, you know, giving up 2 goals on 3 shots. So, you mentioned last night, you know, we can, you know, you can recover from giving up 1 bad goal, but you can't recover from giving up 2. So, you know, if Martin Jones is able to bounce back and be the type of number one goalie that they expect, I would at least figure that they would challenge for third place in the Pacific. You know, I think LA and Anaheim will get the top two spots. Third place seems a little bit more wide open. So, you know, if Martin Jones can rebound and sort of get back into a groove here, and the Sharks get totally healthy for a little bit, I don't think it's inconceivable that the Sharks can make the playoffs. Maybe they don't get back to the Western Conference Finals, but I think they at least have to take one first step of just getting back to the playoffs, competing for, at least getting a chance to compete for the Stanley Cup, and then maybe try to reassess after the season.
Curtis Pichelka from the San Jose Mercury News joins us. You know, Joe Thornton's been adamant he doesn't want to get moved. If Marlowe, you know, and they found a trade, I know Bob McKenzie had mentioned that, you know, obviously he would probably expand that list. I think Bob mentioned Chicago, which, hey, who wouldn't want to go to Chicago, obviously. But if Marlowe ends up getting moved, do you think that would ever change Thornton's mindset?
Tough to say. I think, you know, he likes it in San Jose. I don't think he has any appetite right now to move to another city. I think if Marlowe gets moved and the direction of the Sharks is that, hey, we're gonna try to maybe infuse the club with a little more youth, then maybe Joe reassesses at that point. But as of right now, I don't think Joe is any hurry to leave. I think he likes it in San Jose. He's got some roots there now. You know, I think he likes the environment for the most part. Him and Doug patched things up from late last season. So my guess is that even if Marlowe gets moved, Joe would at least like to stick it out for a little bit longer before he maybe says, hey, I'm willing to waive my no trade, you know, right now anyway.
Curtis, San Jose's long been a tremendous place to watch a hockey game, good fans there, but it's been good fans with some very good teams. Are people still coming out to watch a club that's clearly dropped off a little bit from what they've been used to?
Not as much as they have been in the past, that's for sure. I mean, they had over 200 straight sellouts for about a 5-year span. Mm-hmm. 2009 to early last season. So far this year, they've kind of averaged in sort of the low 16 range. Last night was announced as a little bit over 16, but there is a bit of a, you know, some trust that has to be regained with the fan base right now. I think fans are a little frustrated that, like you mentioned before, sort of the playoff disappointment year after year. You know, after they lost four straight to the Kings and got knocked out of the first round and then went into that summer and really didn't do anything to sort of improve the team and try to get it back into a position where it could compete, I think that turned off a lot of fans. Basically, their biggest signing was bringing aboard John Scott. Now, nothing against John Scott, but you know, you've got some money to spend after you didn't resign Dan Boyle and bought out Marty Havlat. So they had a little bit of money to spend last offseason. Decided not to. Wanted to go into sort of a transition season, as Doug Wilson has said. And it cost them by not making the playoffs. And so I think right now, even though the fans have seen the Sharks go out and spend some money this offseason, there's still a bit of wait-and-see situation. Plus, you know, let's be honest. I mean, if you're going to invest $5,000-$6,000 in season ticket, want to see a team that's going to compete at home, especially at home. The home record roster wasn't very good. So I think it was 19-17-5. So I think it's a little bit of wait and see right now with the fans. If they make the playoffs this year, if they put on an exciting brand of hockey at home, I think you see a few of the fans come back, but maybe you don't see those long sellout streaks the Sharks had in the past.
Curtis, we appreciate your time. It should be an interesting season to see what happens with the Sharks. And Doug Wilson has never shied away from making big moves, so we'll see if he makes one with Marleau or a few of his other veterans. Thanks for your time.
You got it. Thank you.